Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation with Beth Roden with Bayer Crop Sciences. This was the one-year anniversary for Bayer Connect, which is essentially their social media portal, and we're going to let Beth tell you all about it.
We're going to talk about Bayer Connect. We are celebrating the one-year anniversary, a birthday, of Bayer Connect, but first, let's just give a definition. What is Bayer Connect?
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. Bayer Connect is our social aggregate, so it's the thought leadership hub where we pull together all of our activity in the social world. So we really wanted to focus our efforts and give media, followers, growers, folks in the industry one place that they could go to get all the news from Bayer Crop Science. So it's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, blog posts, engagement dialogue, all in one place.
Well, right now as we're doing this interview, we're right in front of a screen that's watching sort of the live Twitter results that are taking place here as we speak at this Ag Issues Forum. Looking at Bayer Connect, how do you think it's working? How's it gone?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. So we launched a year ago at Ag Issues Forum, and we've just seen exponential growth and engagement. So for us, it was not just about growing followers, but it was really about growing the engagement level and creating a space in the digital area where we could connect and communicate with those in agriculture, but more important, those outside of agriculture. So in a year, we've gone from 700 followers on Twitter to we're almost at 4,000. So really some significant growth in who's out there, who's following us, and who we're talking with. And really the engagement just has been great to see.
Well, talk about that engagement a little bit. I mean, what are the kinds of things that you're engaging in from maybe topical standpoint? And how are you feeling that that's benefiting Bayer?
Yeah, so it's a great way to have a different voice, if you will, in the marketplace. So just recently we launched a salad bar campaign. We're committed to being a leader in the horticulture arena, and we partnered with United Fresh to bring 10 salad bars into schools that had a need and had access to the actual physical salad bar structure so that they could have access to fresh fruits and veg. So the 11th salad bar we actually did through a social media campaign. So for folks that would go out there and tweet and dialogue with us when we hit a certain number, because there was $5 per tweet, we donated that salad bar, and now we'll select the school that one will go back into with United Fresh. So just ways to connect people and dial and create that dialogue. Right now, if you go to the Bayer Connect homepage, there's a blog post, and we're really encouraging folks out in that space, in the digital space, to share with us what they're doing in ag. So we've already got a couple blog posts out there where people are sharing the work that they're doing in their local communities to share the benefits of agriculture.
Did you find that there was any one certain channel that performed better from your perspective?
Well, at the beginning, Twitter is definitely one of the spaces that we saw a lot of significant growth in. And then recently, we've been out in Pinterest for a month, and that's your visual pin board where you can communicate and dialogue with folks. And already in a month, we've had great take and pick up on Pinterest. So 50% of our retweets or of our pins in a month have already been repinned. So it's another category, another space that's just growing.
How about to manage this? Because I know a lot of companies look at this and go, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And who's going to do this? How does that work for Bayer internally?
Yeah, we run it kind of like we used to do in the olden days with editorial calendars for magazines and newspapers. So we have a agency partner that works with us. We have inside folks that are dedicated to our social activities. And then we meet, we feed into this calendar process and meet once a month like an editorial calendar would to really lay out the bigger things that are going to occur over that month. And then, of course, we have things that happen real time as we have folks that just watch the social channels to see what's happening out there.
I think that sounds like media. And, we hear it said a lot today, more and more. I remember saying this a long time ago, and people kind of just like, what are you talking about? But we kind of all are media, and companies are media. There's media companies still, but then all companies have media. This is a form of your own media.
It truly is. It's really that whole idea, I guess, of citizen-based journalists. And everybody is so much more connected in the digital space. And so being active and having a voice out there is really important. And it's a space that we're really dedicated to. We're committed to innovation, science for a better life. And this is just another example and another way that we're demonstrating that through our activities in the social channels.
Do you look for opportunities? Let's just take Twitter for a minute here. To go out and create some engagement, say, in a conversation that's going on. And we now have lots of these just in the ag sector, of course, outside as well, hosted, scheduled, regular conversations taking place. Do you kind of look for those opportunities?
Yeah, we do. So we have participated in a few of the ag chats that will happen on a regular basis. And if it's a topic in that we're active in or something that we're interested in learning more about, we absolutely will go out and participate those. And then we've looked at bringing kind of social media 101 to some of the different grower associations and trade shows and events that we've been participating in as a way, again, to connect and share the information that we've learned and get others engaged in the process.
Well, you're going to be interacting with some of those folks here at this Commodity Classic, which is about to take off after the forum here. So for those growers that come here, they come into your booth. This is something I know you've been promoting. What's their feedback to you?
Yeah, we've had a, we've got a definitely growing group of growers that are following and engaging and asking questions and reposting, repinning fun facts about agriculture. We found that it's a really big retweet, if you will, in the Twitter space in terms of Saturday mornings. They love the ag facts. So we've been active in making sure we're sharing those types of things. And at the Commodity Classic, we actually are sponsors of the Connection Cafe. So we'll have Bear Connect up there, and we'll actually dialogue and engage with growers and encourage them to join us and sign up and share our information with them there.
Well, you are doing exactly what is needed, in my opinion, because you've got to be relevant to your customer. That isn't just your products that you have or maybe the research you're doing to create new products, but here in this realm of media today, social media, what makes you on Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest interesting and useful to them?
Yeah, I think it's the fact that we're there and we have a voice on a regular basis. I think as a company that does bring new innovative technology and solutions to the marketplace, you really have to create a rapport with your followers. And it's not just about putting out the latest branding message. It's really about creating a dialogue and a conversation around those issues that are impacting our industry, both positive and negatively. And so the more you're out there, the more you connect, the more you follow the trends and patterns in terms of what's happening, the bigger resource you become.
Are you at all surprised at where this has gone? And I mean that not just personally, but professionally as a Bayer employee.
Social media is just gangbusters. It's revolutionizing the way that we connect with each other, the way we communicate, the way that we share information. It's so fast and so quick that if you're not out there, you're going to get left behind. So it's definitely an area that we're committed and really do want to be that thought leader. We just were nominated for a PRSA award, and so we're up there for Bear Connect. We'll find out in April where we stack out, but we're in there with companies like Microsoft and SAS. So that's a great honor for us in terms of what we're trying to do with this tool and with social media in this category.
We could get into a lot of neat things here, like what's your favorite Twitter app to use on your smartphone, but maybe we'll save that for later and point people, while I'm thinking about it, to connect.bearcropscience.us. That's where we want them to go. And while we're at it, since we are at this Ag Issues Forum, if people want to kind of look at what has been tweeted through the topics being discussed here, there is a hashtag, which is AgIssues13. And then, of course, we got to also say follow Bayer Crop Science on Twitter at Bayer for the number 4, crops, plural, U.S. Anything else now on this Bayer Connect that we haven't touched on?
No, I think, we just encourage everyone to come out, follow us, join us in the conversation, and, we look forward to seeing you in the digital space.
Well, that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.